The world is changing faster than ever. The pace of change in our world today is unprecedented. As authors, we've observed how technological advancements like automation, high-speed internet, and cloud computing have transformed entire industries, allowing humans to be healthier and more productive. However, these rapid changes also bring significant challenges that span across borders and industries. The COVID-19 pandemic starkly illustrated how deeply interconnected our global systems are. When the virus spread worldwide, we saw stock markets plummet and economies face years of disruption. This crisis made it clear that the biggest challenges we face today, from pandemics to climate change, require collaborative, interconnected thinking to solve. As business leaders and innovators, we must recognize that the old ways of operating are no longer sufficient. We need new approaches that can keep pace with the rate of change and address complex, multifaceted problems. This is why we wrote this book, to provide a roadmap for individuals and organizations to not just survive, but thrive in this age of disruption. Leveraging existing assets in new ways. One of the key strategies we propose is to look at your existing assets with fresh eyes. Too often, companies get stuck in rigid thinking about how their resources can be used. But some of the most innovative solutions come from creatively combining or repurposing what you already have. Take the example of Airbnb. The founders didn't create a new product. They simply looked at existing homes and apartments in a new way, seeing the potential for a global network of short-term rentals. By leveraging technology to connect homeowners with travelers, they disrupted the entire hospitality industry. We encourage readers to conduct regular asset audits within their organizations. What technologies, data, expertise, or partnerships do you have that could be valuable in new contexts? How might you combine different assets in innovative ways? This mindset of creative recombination is crucial for staying adaptable in rapidly changing environments. Embracing collaborative innovation. In today's interconnected world, breakthrough innovations rarely happen in isolation. The most impactful solutions often emerge when different sectors, industries, and expertise areas come together. We call this collaborative innovation, and it's a cornerstone of the Fight Back Now approach. Consider the rapid development of COVID-19 vaccines. This unprecedented scientific achievement was only possible through intense collaboration between pharmaceutical companies, research institutions, governments, and regulatory bodies. By sharing data, pooling resources, and working towards a common goal, they accomplished in months what normally takes years. We challenge readers to look beyond their immediate industry or sector. What unconventional partnerships could lead to game-changing innovations? How can you foster a culture of open collaboration, both within and outside your organization? The companies that thrive in the coming decades will be those that master the art of collaborative innovation. Anticipating and shaping the future. In a world of constant change, reactive strategies are no longer enough. Leaders must develop the ability to anticipate future trends and proactively shape their environment. This requires a combination of data-driven analysis and creative foresight. We introduce the concept of future-back thinking, starting with a vision of where you want to be in 5, 10, or 20 years, then working backwards to determine the steps needed to get there. This approach helps organizations move beyond short-term firefighting and invest in long-term, transformative initiatives. For example, we highlight how some forward-thinking cities are already preparing for a future with autonomous vehicles. They're redesigning infrastructure, updating regulations, and exploring new economic models, all based on anticipated changes that haven't fully arrived yet. By taking this proactive stance, they're positioning themselves to thrive in the transportation landscape of tomorrow. We encourage readers to regularly engage in scenario planning exercises. Imagine different possible futures and strategize how your organization could adapt or even help shape those futures. This kind of strategic foresight is invaluable in navigating uncertainty and seizing emerging opportunities. Building resilience through diversity. In our research and consulting work, we've observed that the most resilient organizations are those that embrace diversity in all its forms. This goes beyond just demographic diversity, though that's crucial, to include diversity of thought, experience, and approach. Diverse teams are better equipped to handle complex challenges because they bring a wider range of perspectives and problem-solving strategies. They're also more likely to spot potential risks and opportunities that a more homogeneous group might miss. We share the story of a global manufacturing company that credits its survival during the pandemic to the diversity of its supply chain. By having suppliers in multiple countries and regions, they were able to adapt quickly when some areas faced lockdowns or disruptions. This principle of diversification for resilience can be applied across many aspects of business strategy. We challenge readers to honestly assess the diversity within their organizations and networks. Are you hearing from a wide enough range of voices? Are there blind spots in your collective experience or expertise? Embracing diversity isn't just about fairness, it's a strategic imperative for thriving in an unpredictable world. Taking action, the Fight Back Now mindset. Throughout this book, we've shared strategies and examples for navigating disruption and driving positive change. But ultimately, the most important factor is mindset. The leaders and organizations that will shape the future are those who approach challenges with curiosity, adaptability, and a willingness to take bold action. We call this the Fight Back Now mindset. It's about refusing to be a passive victim of change and instead actively working to create the future you want to see. This mindset is characterized by 1. Embracing uncertainty as an opportunity for innovation. 2. Constantly questioning assumptions and seeking new perspectives. 3. Focusing on long-term value creation rather than short-term gains. 4. Seeing collaboration as a strength, not a weakness. 5. Having the courage to take calculated risks and learn from failures. We conclude with a call to action for all readers. The challenges we face as a global society are immense, but so are the opportunities for positive transformation. By adopting the strategies and mindset outlined in this book, you can position yourself and your organization to not just survive disruption, but to actively shape a better future. The time to fight back is now. The world needs bold, innovative leaders who are ready to tackle our biggest challenges head-on. We hope this book has given you the tools and inspiration to join that fight. Together, we can create a more resilient, sustainable, and prosperous world for all.